Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Ephesians 3 and 20 says this, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us." What are your expectations for 2019? If you don't have a destination on a trip, how will you know when you get there? Last month I was doing missions work in Africa, and every aspect of my trip was planned out. Of course, there were a few hiccups along the way, but essentially, I had a plan and an expectation of what I hoped to accomplish at each place. We had our trips to town all planned out, even our trips to the grocery store. But when we're planning, do we plan one of the most important things that we have? Our relationships with God are in our lives. In Jeremiah, we read that God has a plan for our lives. So does that mean we just go along and not plan anything? Instead, we should have an expectation that God plans for our lives and that His plans are good plans and that our goal is to live every day allowing His plan to be fulfilled in our lives. Of course, that doesn't mean not to plan. I once heard it said that to succeed, we have to follow the four P's. Planning prevents poor performance, but in reality, there should be a fifth one. Proper planning prevents poor performance. You see, if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. Shouldn't we at least spend as much time planning our year as we do planning our vacations? Plan with the expectation that God knows what's best for our life and that He's working His plan out for the good, if we'll allow Him to.